Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea and let's chat about what's going on in the stars above, in the planets above, in the moons above. And we'll also take a look at the Pleiadian Earth energy for the day and even have a discussion, maybe a brief one, about human design and where the sun and earth are now that can be affecting you in your human design. And welcome to everybody this morning. I hope everybody enjoyed the new moon. I love it that my Star Map program, it's called Star Map 3D, and it's an app that you put on your phone, and it will do wonders. You just point it at the sky. First, you open the app, but you point it at the sky, and it will tell you where everything is. So if you see a star out there or you see a planet and you don't know what it is, just point your phone at it with that app open and it will tell you what it is that you're looking at. But a side benefit is it also sends me notifications when there's the new moon or the full moon, the quarter moons and things like that. So it gives me that in the moment validation of maybe what I'm feeling or what's happening around me. I see everybody's popping in here now. So let's see. Good morning, Lynn. Good morning, Angela. Good to see you. Brenda, great to see you. Ashley, good morning. Mimi, good morning. Happy August, she says. And it is happy August so far. Good morning, Diane. She said she's out for a woods walk while listening. That's awesome that you can do that. If I go to the woods, I'm going to lose signal. good morning, Linda. Great to see you all there this morning. And isn't it fun to start a new month with a new moon and knowing that as we look ahead, that it is smooth sailing, at least, you know, with minor bumps along the way. But for the most part, we are looking at a smooth August. And, you know, I was, as I write up these things, right, I write up the months and I write up the weeks of the months. And as I was writing them up, I thought, wow, you know, there's not a whole lot for me to focus on. But there always is, right? Seemingly, there's always something. And here's what I'm noticing with people is that there seems to be this backlash, a time lag between all of the stuff that was going on in July with the eclipse, with Mercury retrograde. And remember now, Mercury's indirect, but it's still moving through territory it's been in. But so it seems like people now are sort of experiencing maybe the reality of whatever has gone on, whatever's changed from July. And, you know, July was not an easy month with all of that stuff happening in the sky. It translated into a lot of craziness down here, a lot of anxiety. Some people felt depressed. And I think some people who weren't feeling it then are suddenly feeling it and are confused, are maybe a little bit rudderless and needing some guidance. And this is where having an astrology reading, looking at your human design and having a reading, engaging in some coaching can be oh so helpful as you gain your feet underneath you in order to be able to encompass and embrace that smooth sailing energy now, right? What are those bumps? What are those things that you're struggling with? Or what are the things that are coming up for you now that they're, it's like when you, when we're dealing with something stressful in our lives, you know, maybe a healing crisis of sort, or somebody in our family is ill, or an accident, something stressful happens, and your body goes into sort of the adrenalized stress mode, which puts all the focus and energy in dealing with whatever in front of you in the moment. And then once that crisis is gone, then your body begins to react to that stress. And we don't always coordinate and connect that together because it's usually, you know, a few weeks after what we've experienced, whatever the stressful event was. And that's because the body's finally letting down its guard. And that's sort of the same thing that people are experiencing right now. During the time of the July eclipses and Mercury retrograde, you were sort of energized and in coping mode and, you know, struggling just to keep your head above ground, perhaps, or focused right in on what it was in front of you that you could do or that had to be done. And now that's gone. What fills its place sometimes is that feeling of tiredness, of achiness, feeling a little bit punch drunk, maybe even, you know, that getting sick, feeling, you know, like you've got the flu or a cold sets in or something like that, as your body begins to wind down from the stress, or as the stress winds down in your life, your body begins to work on the things that it wasn't doing for itself. And that may make you feel, like I said, a little bit tired. Well, then we come upon a day like today. I'm actually going to start with the Pleiadian Earth Energy Day, because today is a 13 day. It is the last day of the Pleiadian Earth week. And 13 means ascension or completion before ascension, right? So interesting timing, as yesterday's new moon opened up the portal for new beginnings, for setting intentions, for moving forward. And here today, the Pleiadian Earth energy closes out whatever the cycle was of the previous 13 days for you and then allows that opening. So we have two things sort of going on together. So it's the universal energy today of 13, sacred, feminine, completion, right? Allowing for ascension, moving up to the next level, moving up the spiral of evolution. And the earth energy of the day today is equally as fascinating. It's a healing day. It is Ish in Mayan, which was the jaguar, the representation of the sacred shaman and the sacred healer. And so today we have this energy available for healing on all levels. So maybe today, if you can, give yourself a break. Maybe take a nap. Maybe put big projects on hold for another day, because right now it might be better for you to focus all of your energy in the healing mode, which is what is supported both universally and by the earth energy of the day. Let's see. Anybody have, okay, Diane says rabbit. Happy day, everybody. Good morning, Debbie. She's in Atlanta with her daughter, Rita. Good morning to you, ladies. Elisa, good morning. Great to see you out there as well. And anybody else who I don't see, but you're listening. So today, take some time out for healing. Finish up something, you know, bring things to a close, and then be ready for tomorrow's energy as it becomes a one and moves on into this next week's energy. So what do we have going on today? It's not like today is nothing. I wish. No, actually, you know, we have these energies for a purpose, and that purpose is to see us grow and evolve. Well, today's growth and evolving as it relates to the moon is all about being optimistic. And being there's a pleasant feel to the day. As I was sitting here this morning, I thought, you know, the birds are chirping. There's some clouds floating through. It's decent temperature. So it's just a real pleasant morning. There's a pleasant atmosphere here. But a little bit later on in the day, the moon in Leo is going to come into a conjunction with Mars in Leo. And there may be a blip of time where you may become more impulsive, where you get a little bit irritable, or other people are irritable in response to you, or in response to your pleasant feeling, right? In response to your optimism, the backlash to you may be, you know, people's irritation with that. So we want to watch out today for the possibility that other people could be projecting their anger, their frustration, their rashness outward. And however that shows up, it could be irritability from the other person. It could be your own irritability. And of course, we're in the dog days of summer. It's hot. And some people do well with heat and others do not. If you're in the part of the country where it's hot and combined with high humidity, you may be on your last nerve. And if that's the case, stay indoors in the air conditioning or go somewhere where there's air conditioning so that you can cool down. Later in the day, when we have the Mars moon conjunction, we also go into void of course moon. And the void, it's our first void for the month of August, and it's a fairly long one. It begins at 1:48 p.m. my time, 4:48 p.m. for you all on the East Coast. And this is going to leave us, the void of the moon leaves us with that conjunction to Mars. So we're left until 6:20 tomorrow morning my time, 9:20 a.m. your time on the East Coast with that conjunction energy. So this may be a seething sort of anger boiling beneath the surface that you end up going to bed with this evening. So I would encourage you that if there's some kind of anger, some kind of upset going on, somehow exorcise that demon out of your world. Maybe you have to go for a walk. Maybe you have to go for a run. Maybe you need to journal it out, because you certainly don't want to be left with a nearly, 12-hour irritation like that. I think that's maybe more than 12 hours. 12 and 5, 6 hours, so 18 hours. Yikes. No. Who wants to be left with the anger steaming beneath the surface for that long? So make sure that if you have been triggered in some way, that if you were irritated by something someone said, that you do something to soothe that so you're not hanging with that energy for all those hours. At 6:20 tomorrow morning, 9:20 tomorrow morning, the moon will move out of Leo, where it has been supporting that fun, generous, magnanimous, playful energy. And then it moves on into Virgo. And there we're going to get a little bit of a foretaste of what's to come as we go later into the month of August. Around August 18th, the energies that are now lined up in Leo, I'm going to show it to you here. Here is what a stellium looks like. Let me see if I can move it over this way. And if you can see this highlighted area over here, let's bring it in a little closer. There you go. You see Venus, the Sun, Moon, and Mars all in the sign of Leo. And that is called a stellium. A stellium is when you have a lot of planets kind of stacked up on one another, and that puts more emphasis and more oomph behind that Leo energy. So right now it is all about the play. It is all about the having fun with minor blips on the screen that come along and upset that. But for the most part, that's what we're here to do for the next few weeks, is to just really enjoy life. Enjoy that there aren't any major big bang sort of things happening that can upset that. Certainly we always have the minor little things that go on, but you know, the bigger things aren't here right now this month. So enjoy that time. Now, see if anybody have questions. Good morning, Anne. Spent a morning on the beach. Beautifully timely. Storms threatening the internet connection now, though. Ah, well, if we lose you, we lose you. But Anne, thank you for joining us. I'm not sure if you're in Bulgaria or if you're in England, but either way, thanks for adding your energy to ours today for however long that is. And let's see, Dion, good morning to you. I haven't seen you in a couple days. She says, happy day, everyone. And it looks like everybody's in a fairly good mood. I love that. I love it. I love it. Now, let's talk about what there's something else going on with the planet Venus that I think is interesting for all of us to understand right now. I've talked to a couple of people over the last few days that are having relationship issues. It seems to be, you know, something got triggered for people in their relationships. And now they're dealing with that. And today, Venus is in a trine with Chiron. Chiron, the wounded healer. Chiron is sitting in the sign of Aries, remember, and his healing path right now is around our gaining independence or finding interdependence, right? That would be the higher order energy. The higher frequency would be interdependence. That means we're moving away from codependence. And if we can go from codependence to even independence, that at least gives us that launching pad to get to interdependence. And so for the foreseeable future, that is what we're dealing with. Now, in your personal relationships, when it joins up with Venus, there could be certain specific types of issues that are coming up. So for one thing, Venus is trining Chiron. So this is a smooth flow of this energy back and forth, right? For either ill or good, right? Because it can be something that we're going to ignore, right? A trine can be kind of lazy, or it's something that we're actually going to take in hand and we're going to put it out there and we're going to do something with it. And when we do, by the way, in a trine, when we do step outside of our comfort zone, out of the lazy zone, if you will, then the benefits are humongous, right? It can be startling how beautiful the energies can work for you if you step out of the potential rut that a trine implies. So even though it's a pleasant rut, it's a rut nonetheless. And so stepping out. But Venus is on her way to a square with Uranus, and that pops out at us tomorrow. And that means that right now what's maybe coming up is the wound that lies between you and someone else in your life, someone that you are in relationship with, likely a love interest, but not always. It could also be other people that you are closely allied with in your life. So it could be coworkers, it could be lovers or boyfriend, girlfriends, best friends, you know, those kinds, the partnerships or the relationships that are very close are affected by this. So what can we do? Today, this is a great day to begin this process of opening up your heart, right? I think I was sort of feeling this yesterday coming on, as in if you just take your hands and move them out, it opens up the chest wall, the chest muscles, and exposes the heart. It brings vulnerability, right? The vulnerability to be loved and to love. And one of the biggest issues being triggered, especially with Chiron in Aries, is freedom. Freedom versus intimacy, right? Freedom where I can get out of or I can express everything that I am, but that pits it almost against this intimacy where I'm cozy with this other person and sharing my time, my resources, my love. We're on the same page or same wavelength, but then I feel like I'm caught up and I'm not free. So then I move to the other side and I'm expressing freedom. So there can be this sort of frustration in our relationships. If you're experiencing that, it's all about the healing, right? The healing of this wound. And today is a healing day. We have the opportunity. If we can see this clearly, I don't even think you have to see this clearly so much as you just have to be willing to see where relationships need healing in your life. And then the power and the ability for that healing is sitting here right in our faces. We can also be experiencing frustration in our relationships if we think our partners are being indifferent to our needs, our desires, our wants, where we are, our own frustrations, or if they're not, if we perceive that they're not listening to us, they're not hearing us, and then or not valuing us. So there's a couple of things here that can trigger the irritability of Mars today, conjunct the Moon, in our relationships. But literally, they're not necessarily related. One's the trigger. Mars conjunct the Moon is a trigger. Venus trine Chiron is the way that we can smoothly work through things. And then the frustration can happen if we perceive that the other person isn't in alignment with us, right? If they're not on the same page with us, then we can kind of get a little bit upset. Now, in your human design chart, by the way, let me show you today's chart. Today's chart still has the activation of the leadership channel, right? 31 up here in the throat and 7 down here in the identity center. So let me see if I can bring that in without making it terribly blurry. It always comes in so nicely and then it just blurs back out. I don't know what to do about that. So what's up at gate 31? It had been the sun. The sun was at gate 31 until yesterday. Now it's over here at gate 33, also on the throat center. And the what's at gate 31 now is Venus. Venus, the goddess of love, values, our money, in a gate that represents the natural born leadership energy. And then at the other end of this channel, gate 7 is where the Moon is this morning. The Moon is in that particular gate. I was going to check and see where the Moon moves after that. And I forgot to do that before I went on air. Actually, I totally ran out of time this morning. Time was not my friend today. Today's August 1st. The Moon is going to move from 33 to 7, where it is now, and then off to 4 a little bit later. So, that could be a problem. So I think what I was intuitively picking up when I said opening our hearts is that later the Moon sits up at gate 4. And gate 4 is up here on the Ajna, the second center down, and it's pointing up toward the head. And it is a gate of mental solutions. It is a gate where we are attempting to solve our problems with our mind. And if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that is never the place to solve a problem or to make a decision from. But that's exactly what the moon is doing later this afternoon. It's moving us to the mind. And now we may be reenacting conversations in our mind. You know, the things that happen after an argument where it's like, oh, I should have said this. Why didn't I say that? And we're running this conversation in our mind ad nauseum. And all we are really doing at that point is still adding energy and more bang to the problem. Right. So we want to make sure as the day wears on that we get out of that feeling of needing to find a mental solution to anything because it isn't available. It isn't available. You're not going to find the answers by moving to the mind. But I think, is that going to create, what's that? No. There's nothing at gate 63 right now. So it's going to hang there. It's just going to hang there. That means, you know, you're going to be attempting to find answers through your solutions through your head, and they're not there. You're going to have to come here to the heart and find solutions somewhere else. Now, Venus at gate 31 brings up an interesting, what I think is a conundrum, is that, you know, Venus represents love, and love is often blind, but in this case, love is arrogant. And what the need here is for us to move from arrogance to leadership and on up to humility, being a humble person within the relationship. So the question you could start asking yourself is, how do you show up in your relationships? Do you show up as arrogant? Do you show up as a leader in the relationship? Or are you arrogantly insisting upon your own way, or that things should be better, or, you know, any numbers of ways that arrogance can show up in a relationship? Is being triggered by Venus. And Venus sits here for a few more days through tomorrow. And then she too moves into the gate 33 where the sun is right now. And 33 is an interesting sort of gate. You know how when we talk about gate 56, we talk about gate 56 as being the storyteller. They tell the story of humanity, right? Based on the past, based on what they know. Because it's up in the ajna. Actually, as I say that, I'm like, yes, it is. It's on the throat center, but it heads up toward the ajna, where 33 is on the throat center and it heads down toward the soul. And so there's an individual sort of connection that the sun at gate 33 is, and it takes us into what is the story that we're propagating personally about our relationships, about who we are in the relationship, about the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. About what the past means for us. And in this case, what the sun supports is our sort of withdrawing from that story and getting a clearer look at it, and then choosing whether we hang with that story or whether we choose to move in a new direction with that story. Now, the earth is at the gate 19, and the 19 is way down at the root center, leading up toward the emotional center. And it is a gate of sensitivity. And there's all kinds of sensitivity here in this gate. It could be sensitive to undertones in your voice, in your meaning. So you as a person may say something, or someone else may say something to you, but what you sense is the undertone. And so there's a real sensitivity to what's the real meaning behind the words. So if you hear yourself saying something, but underneath you hear a different kind of, like, I'm saying I love you, but underneath it's like I really resent you, then you have to understand the other person is still going to pick that up, right? And as you will as well, you're going to see undertones. You're going to sense undertones. This energy is also highly intuitive, but it's body intuitive. It's not intuition like we think of, that, you know, ideas come to us or something. This is where our bodies react to the energy. And you can maybe feel like a tug towards something, a pushing back from something. But we're all very much more sensitive here. And we're also sensitive to the natural world during this time. This is a gate that we share with all of the mammals. And I believe all of life actually has this gate 19, the sensitivity to their environment and whether the environment is toxic or is it something that we can clean up? Is there something we need to do about our relative environment or our relationships? And we're tuned into that. This is people who are born with this gate. There's two things that happen specifically in this gate if you have it natally in your human design chart. One is that as a child, you are so super sensitive and you are so easily hurt if your parents raise their voices to you, if a teacher or someone that you respected or that was in authority spoke harshly to you. You take in a lot of that field of energy. If you were bullied as a child, this gate is so super sensitive and it can shut them down. It can shut you down. It can create a vulnerability that is hard to deal with and you withdraw, right? In combination with that 33, there's this tendency to want to withdraw and we build a prison of our own making just to protect ourselves from the wound or the pain of that super sensitivity. So for those of you who are parents out there, get your children's human design charts and make sure you may even already know that you have a child that's super sensitive. Your voice should never be raised with that child. There should never be harsh discipline meted out to that child. You have to find other ways of reaching them and other ways of disciplining them, or else you risk really harming them as they move on out into the world. And the second interesting thing that happens with this gate, the people who are born with this gate, they have a real communication connection to the animal realm, to the mineral realm, to the plant realm. They have your green thumbs. They're your horse whisperers, your dog whisperers, your animal whisperers. They're the ones that are super sensitive to what's going on with everything on the planet. And they tune into that so easily. They may be the ones that sense a weather change coming. They may be the ones, all of us, by the way, are resonating with this energy right now. And they may also resonate with the coming of an earthquake or a fire, or it's being psychically in tuned with everything here on the planet. And it's Earth that's sitting here. So we're in tune with the planet Earth. And that goes on for the next several days. So being in tune, watch what you say and how you say it, because other people will interpret your tone. They will interpret the undertones of what you're saying. So be sure that what you say and what you mean are in the same, in a line, or other people are going to be able to call you out on that. And I would say that one of the best ways to deal with that is if you can't say something nice and mean it, don't say anything at all, right? Just don't say it, right? So, okay. Good morning, Asa and Lynn picked a card for us from the Good Tarot by Colette Baron Reed, Three Empress, which is also fertility. And then she writes, this is a wonderful time to give birth to new ideas and experiences. Nourishment is assured as I step into a new version of myself. My life is rich and ripe with possibility that I can manifest and create. I'm a powerful co-creator and life loves me right now. My world is brimming with potential and infinite possibility that will manifest for the highest good. That's awesome, Lynn. Thank you so much for sharing that card with us. I wish we had a quick way for you to be able to show us a picture of that card, maybe take a picture with your phone and see if it will let you load that up to the Living Astrology page. And Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel is sending you out some love, Lynn, for pulling that card. I've not heard of that deck. Is that a newer deck or an older deck? Good Tarot. Anybody else have any questions about the day? Any issues going on? Read August is the highest birthday month. Or you read that August is the highest birthday month? Oh, interesting. That must mean that a lot of people get pregnant around Christmas time, right? That would be what I would think. Christmas or January? No, because August is the eighth month. So likely around Christmas time. Mm. I always think about that. Like my daughter, this is too funny. My daughter has four Scorpio children. I mean, they're all born from October 23rd is the youngest to David is born October 29th. One is born November 15th and one on November 13th. So they're all four Scorpios. And I'm like, what were you doing around Valentine's Day? We could guess, right? We could guess. And So 3 months, three months from August. Yeah, if you go forward, August, September, October, November. So maybe it's Thanksgiving time. I don't know. It's pretty funny. All right, guys, that is it for me today. Tomorrow, I haven't heard from my son yet as to what time I'm picking up little Y guy. So I may be on here tomorrow and I may not. If it looks like I am not going to be on here tomorrow, then I will post up the weekend astrology for you in writing form in the Living Astrology. Okay, Lisa, I bite. What do you mean by you have biblical children? What are biblical children? I don't get it. Conceived Easter, birthday in December. Ah, so that's kind of fun, isn't it? All mine are scattered around. Yeah, mine are scattered around. I was not paying attention, I guess. Or it didn't matter to me. I just wanted children. Okay, guys. Is there anything else that I wanted to talk about? I don't think there is. So I hope you all have a wonderful day. Just remember those little blips later in the day where we have irritability of potential or anger, depending on, you know, what the issue might be, and that it's going to be with us for a long time because of the void of course moon and that Mars connection that we're left with as the moon turns void. So anything that triggers you is with you probably for a long time. Long time meaning until tomorrow morning. So be ready to journal, be ready to express yourself by exercising or walking or going out in nature so that you don't do what happens quite frequently and come down on somebody else in your life, get angry at somebody that you really love. Okay. Lynn says, I just posted a photo to Living Astrology's page. Thank you. I'll go in and make sure that it was posted. Sometimes they need my permission to post. I don't get it, but I never set it up that way. I set it up so people could post. Breathe. Like this morning. This morning was a fun one because I had finished my newsletter for yesterday. Yesterday, I finished the newsletter and I wanted it out this morning. So I go to put it out there and it won't let me post it to Facebook. And I'm like, okay. And Facebook and MailChimp just didn't seem to want to talk to one another. It took me 5 tries before I finally got it to work. And that put me behind this morning doing the other things I needed to do. So it was kind of an irritation day for me. And it just goes to show you sometimes that Facebook is changing the rules, changing the way they do things. We don't even, you know, we're not even aware of it until we go to do something that we've always done and then we can't. So there we go. That deck has been around for at least a few years. I've just never heard of that deck. So thank you for sharing that with us, Lynn. And I can't wait to see the card. All right, guys, take care. Much love. And hopefully I see you tomorrow. If not, remember, check the Living Astrology Facebook page. See you then. Bye.